Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 56. This is what the Lord says. Maintain justice and do what is right, for my salvation is close at hand and my righteousness will soon be revealed. Blessed is the one who does this, the person who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it, and keeps their hands from doing any evil. Let no foreigner who is bound to the Lord say, "The Lord will surely exclude me from his people." And let no eunuch complain, "I am only a dry tree." For this is what the Lord says to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant. To them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The sovereign Lord declares, he who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. Come, all of you beasts of the field. Come and devour, all of you beasts of the forest. Israel's watchmen are blind. They all lack knowledge. They are all mute dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around and dream. They love to sleep. They are dogs with mighty appetites. They never have enough. They are shepherds who lack understanding. They all turn to their own way. They seek their own gain. Come, each one cries, let me get wine. Let us drink our fill of beer, and tomorrow will be like today, or even far better. This chapter deals with God's future plans at that time for Gentiles to be included in the house of prayer and the house of God. It starts out in verse 1. This is what the Lord says, maintain justice and do what is right, for my salvation is close at hand and my righteousness will soon be revealed. The Lord is a God of justice. The Lord is a God of righteousness. It is always godly to maintain justice and to do what's right. And the Lord's salvation is right here at your fingertips, friends. It'll soon be revealed to the whole world, but right now it's being revealed selectively to individuals among which you are counted. So the Lord said, blessed is the one who does this, the person who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it, and keeps their hands from doing any evil. And then the passage shifts and says, let no foreigner who is bound to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. And let no eunuch complain, I'm only a dry tree. You see, friends, under the old covenant, there were certain aspects of Judaism and worship in the temple that foreigners and eunuchs could not participate in. But the Lord was saying, a time is coming where there'll be an inclusion for all mankind. Verse 4, for this is what the Lord says, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. So very high promises for those who endure this life as eunuchs, and yet they hold fast to the ways of the Lord. The Lord will, in the fullness of time, be more than generous with them. As the New Testament says in Hebrews, they'll obtain a better resurrection. And then Gentiles are mentioned, foreigners. Verse 6, Foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to minister to Him and to love the name of the Lord and to be His servants, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring into my holy mountain and give them joy in the house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And so, friends, we want to be included in that house of prayer for all nations. God's plan is extended to us. His provision is made for us. We need only accept it. So God planned to one day gather many other people than just the descendants of Abraham in the natural, Israel. Verse 8, the sovereign Lord declares, He who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. So He's not rejected Israel. He just has plans beyond to gather more than Israel to Himself. And while God was making these magnificent prophetic promises and plans for outreach to mankind, some of His leaders, His spiritual leaders, were wasting time and worse. And this chapter sadly finishes with this indictment on those that were intended to be spiritual leaders. Come, all you beasts of the field, come and devour all of you beasts of the forest. Israel's watchmen are blind. They all lack knowledge. They are all mute dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around and dream. They love to sleep. They're dogs with mighty appetites. They never have enough. They are shepherds who lack understanding. They all turn to their own way. They seek their own gain. Come, each one cries, let me get wine. Let us drink our fill of beer, and tomorrow will be like today, or even far better. This is quite an indictment, and sadly, it is true of both Israel's spiritual leaders in many cases, and the church's spiritual leaders in many cases. So, Lord, we pray for your watchmen, both for those who speak spiritually into the life of the Jewish people, and those who speak life into the church of Jesus Christ. May your watchmen be filled with the knowledge of God. May they not be mute. May they be shepherds who have understanding. Lord, and I'll include myself in this, may we all turn from our ways to your ways. Lord, we pray that we would be filled with sight and knowledge to fulfill your provision for your people. May we point your people to you. May your plans for outreach and inclusion of the nations be fulfilled in our generation. We ask you, Lord, that while you're regathering the exiles of Israel, you would gather many others to be joined with them into your eternal kingdom. We pray, Lord, that your house of prayer would be filled by people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.